Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're asking the question, are you a helicopter parent? And that term came from a recent Newsweek article that details how differently the parents of our generation communicate with their teenage children versus the way their parents communicated with them just 20 years ago. And today we're covering the second degree, actually called helicopter parents. The phrase itself comes from the idea of a helicopter's ability to hover over something. Helicopter parents are those that hover over their children to the point of making crucial decisions for them. One example of a helicopter parent would be a parent who calls a college to request that their child's roommate be changed. Now, here's the irony of this issue. 81% of parents say that to be an adult, you have to choose values independently of your parents. But 85% of them admit that they've helped or expect to help their children decide which schools they will apply to. And some even admit to editing the papers their college students have emailed them. So what drives a parent to become a helicopter parent? It's actually a mixture of both love and insecurity. They want the very best for their children, but feel that without their involvement, their children may not get it. The sad thing is that in their attempt to take care of everything, they cripple their child's already fledgling sense of self-sufficiency. You see, young adults build up confidence by tackling things that are hard, and when they do succeed, they earn real self-esteem. So a better way to handle a bad roommate situation is to allow your child to deal with the matter and learn conflict skills in the process, knowing they can always request a room change next year. Help your children learn to negotiate conflicts and how to cope with disappointments. And above all, pray and ask God to give them the ability to remember all the good values you've taught them over the last 18 years. And consider this, your child may grow up to have a heavy foot, and that frustrating roommate may grow up to be a state trooper. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.